You're about to step into the Carrie and Tommy catch-up. Why not step up into the Toyota Corolla and get ready for life's great adventures? Toyota means business. Now on. Search Toyota Value for more.
Oh, afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy holidays. Are you going away for your holiday, Buzz?
I'm going back home to the Central Coast to see my mum.
Oh, cute.
What about you guys? Are you off on your holiday?
Go on the Logies. Logies.
Oh, the Logies that I have been uninvited to.
Aren't you coming anymore?
No.
Why?
I have to do the project.
Oh, because you work. Yes, Channel 10's still on air that night.
Yes.
Oh, you'll have fun. I mean, I will have more fun, but you have fun.
Hey, let's kick off the last hour and a half for the next
drink.
2 weeks.
I can't drink, so
yeah, but then you should
fun.
Do the project and then I can go to the Logies and drink.
And I have been told apparently where the after party is this year, it's fully windowed so the Pats can see right through. So I'm so thankful I'm not drinking because you know me at an after party. I like to get down and dirty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. Are you still going to pull out your move?
Well, we'll see.
You should, mate.
I'll make sure they're there. Ready
just,
to
I reckon
it.
The bump would hit before. Drop it like it's hot.
Big Moore's booty drop. Anyway, I thought to kick off my.
Do you know what it hurts about? Sorry.
What?
So the thing was, if you went to that party with open windows, you could
really
do
annoying,
the slightest thing ever and everything would be photographed. Meanwhile, I'm screaming for attention over spewing, defecating my pants in the corner.
You could do anything. I thought you were saying
no, you couldn't do anything. They get you. No, but meanwhile, I'm over in the other corner spewing for attention, literally trying to smear my own excrement against the wall, and they'd be like, oh, no, we don't need it. We're all right. We'll get a bit
I
more
could come and help
there.
You, and then it would be Carrie comes over and helps Tommy.
It would be Carrie comes over and helps mail.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm flicking through our feedback, Bickers. We've got some emails that have come through. And
come through one, when? What time frame?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Why are we going through emails now?
Why? Because it's our last day, and I thought I would just.
It's not our last day for the year, mate. We're only on holidays for 2 weeks.
People have mid-year reviews. Thank you very much.
Is that what we're having?
Yes.
We're having a mid-year review.
This one's from Donna. She just wrote, "Carrie is hot and interesting." 2 exclamation marks.
Win-win.
Get him, girl.
She hasn't seen me while I'm barfing into a plastic bag. Obviously.
Oh, I thought you said bathing, and I'm like, why are you bathing in a plastic bag?
It's still the cup.
We have one. We had one from Sammy. Sammy just said, "In the afternoon of 1st March, I was listening to Tommy and Carrie on the radio."
What were we talking about then?
Well, she felt it was inappropriate because the word "fingering" was used 3 times.
That would have been you.
But I actually thought it was when you were fingering the sausages, when you were making me the crumbs.
No, that was recent.
The crumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was about to defend
well,
it vigorously
that,
because I thought there was no other way to describe that than what you were doing to those sausages.
What were we fingering?
I don't know.
But how many times have we said it now?
Well, that's why I feel like she's to blame because she's made us. She didn't know there was going to be the mid-year review and we're going to read it up. This one caught my eye, though. This is from Les. The subject is absolutely pathetic waste of time. The message simply reads, "Hello," full stop. Already aggressive with your punctuation.
But, hey, he's taken the time to write in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it is a he or a she.
Okay.
Les.
Les.
Could go
Could be
both
Leslie.
Ways.
Yep.
Yep, yep. Much is to be said about your show, full stop. Well, it's crap, full stop.
Oh.
That sums it up. But the worst part is Carrie Bickmore cackling like a clown.
Oh,
full
sorry,
stop.
Les.
Time for a new station, full stop. I thought we can win him or her back. I got Les's number.
Oh, no,
Buzz,
no.
If you wouldn't mind. Punching it into the phone.
Make sure you say some funny stuff so I laugh. I'm really cackling.
Here we go. We are dialing Les right now.
Okay.
Sick.
I feel
Les
great.
Doesn't like us.
This is one of those ones where you're like,
"Hello."
Hey, Les.
Yes.
Hey, Les. This is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little here.
Hey, Les.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Mate, I'm bloody good because we're doing our mid-year review of our show. And so we've gone through some of our emails, and you took the time to email, so we wanted to say thank you.
Okay.
Les, do you remember the email that you wrote to us?
Yes, I do.
It was pretty aggressively worded, would you say?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm trying not to laugh during this whole chat we're having, Les.
Oi, Les, for a bloke that had a go at Bickmore's cackle, you've got a fair cackle on you.
Yeah, wow.
What's wrong
I'll
with my cackle, Les?
Well, it gets a little bit annoying after when you listen to the radio for half an hour.
Oh, mate, you should try sitting in a room with her. So what we need, we've understood that you don't like the show, and you said time for a news station, but we are taking feedback to try and make the show better. So what could we improve?
Well, my major thing is I'd rather listen to music than people...
banging on like us?
Yeah.
You're banging on a bit now, though, right?
Well, I am now, because you rang me up to talk to me.
That is fair enough, Wes. So is there anything we can do to win you back?
Yeah.
Well, off the top of my head, no, I don't know.
What about if we give you a sweet pair of board shorts? I know it's winter, but it's going to be summer soon.
Well, I'll need them by summer, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they say, summer bodies are made in winter.
That's right. Are you shredding for summer? Are you shredding for summer already, Wes?
No way. I don't believe in working out, bugger that.
Okay.
Too much exercise.
Will you give us one more shot?
Yeah.
Well, that was easier than I thought. To be honest.
I should just disclaimer, I will still be cackling a lot. Mm. So you're going to have to get around that.
Okay.
All right. Love you, Wes. Good to have you back. We feel complete again. Thank you.
All right. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. My 10-year-old may have just changed the face of cooking forever.
I'm excited already. Yep.
What have you got in front of you?
I've got a clear display of the power imbalance in this show because you've got a giant chopping board and I've got the tiniest chopping board I've ever seen. Mine's like a postcard in a chopping board. But on that chopping board...
it's written into my contract. I must always have the largest chopping board.
On that chopping board, I have an onion.
Yep.
And I've got a knife.
Now, don't say what the other thing is that you've
got. Okay,
It's an additional item.
I'm assuming this is about an issue which we've discussed many times, and as of everybody, great techniques to stop yourself crying with onions. And you said you were going to do this, and you know what I thought it was going to be? The rinse underwater.
Because that's
the best one I've come across.
Which
you
is what?
Chop the ends off the onion, and then you rinse it thoroughly underwater before you chop it.
So to get some of the acid that stuff is out.
Some of the cryy bit.
Right.
Gone.
Well, see, Ollie loves cooking. We cook together all the time. But the one part he refuses to do is the onion chop because it leaves him in absolute tears, right? So he's always looking for a way to stop it. So he's tried the thing where you put the tea towel because apparently he learned that it's the smell that triggers you, not the...
Not the eye fumes.
Not the eyes, it's the smell.
Yes.
So he blocks his nose with a tea towel. Yeah. Anyway, the tea towel kept falling off, so that didn't really work. Then you had a theory, something about, what was it, buzzers about goggles?
I own a pair of the onion glasses.
Which are what?
They're novelty glasses that look like Dame Edna Everidge glasses that are meant to seal around your eyes.
And that wouldn't work because it's through your nose, not through your eyes.
Oh, they just don't really work.
No, okay. Anyway, so Ollie came to me and we were cooking on the weekend and he said, Mum, I've got a new one to try. He said, get a matchstick. And I was like, okay, sure. So we got a matchstick. And he said, now, when you're cutting the onion, bite down on a matchstick. So put it between two front teeth.
On the wooden part, not the redhead part.
On the wooden part, bite down between your two front teeth and hold it in your mouth while you're chopping the onion.
Really?
While you're chopping the onion, and you won't cry.
So I'm chopping the onion.
So I did it. I made it, and I did not cry. And I was like, oh, my God, this has changed everybody's life.
So am I doing it right so far?
So you're doing right. Okay. So now let's just try chopping the onion.
Oh, I got such a tiny board.
So keep holding it. And then what you got to do is occasionally take it out and then put it back in. Just not yet. Keep it in there a bit longer. Okay. Oh, it's getting a bit salivary.
Well, you're not into lick the onion. I don't know the thing. Okay. So I'm not crying
yet. No, I'm not crying either. This is amazing, isn't it?
Well,
Your onion technique's really interesting.
Okay. I'm just trying to chop it.
Are you guys crying in there? No. Yeah, but you don't have the matchsticks in your mouth. Okay.
Caitlin, come over here and see if this makes you cry without the matchstick.
So don't put the matchstick in and you cut. I think she's got to cut it. There's something in her doing it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just something in her doing it. You do it without the matchstick. Should I take the matchstick out of my mouth? Is it really annoying?
I don't know. Mine's starting to dribble down my chin.
Yeah, just have
nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening.
Not crying. Nah, you just got weak.
We just got non-cry onion. Hey, why is another thing?
I don't know, but are you crying?
I'm not crying.
I'm not crying.
But Caitlin's not crying.
I know.
That worries me.
Stuff that. I don't know about Caitlin.
So,
Caitlin's got no emotions.
This is even more exciting.
She's soulless.
This is even more exciting. As soon as I've taken it out.
Yep. You're starting to feel the funny. Oh, now she's getting all. Okay. Thank you.
Back in?
Yep. Back in. Keep them back in.
Oh, I should have kept it back in. I should have kept it in.
I'm telling you, it works.
It works.
There's a trick. When you go home to cook tonight, guys, put a matchstick between your teeth. oh, now I'm really crying because I don't have the matchstick anymore. Oh, no, now you're crying. It's because you took it out. It's because you took it out.
Gary.
Or do you think of something? I don't think I've seen you cry like this before. An onion cry is a funny cry.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's a lot of discussion at the moment about the war on waste, about recycling, about trying to be greener. And yep. I'm reading here on this piece of paper in front of me that you and I are among the worst offenders in terms of food wastage. You're a young Victorian. I'm a parent with a kid.
Yep.
We are the number one food wasters. Did you know
well,
that?
Well, to confirm or deny, we have a new expert in the field. Carol Wilson's
Hello.
Here.
Hi.
I like the way you set that up. I thought it was going to be that you, Carrie Bickmore, and you, Tommy Little, were the two worst offenders.
Individually named and shamed.
It's down to you. Everyone else, nailing it. You guys. Phil.
Yeah, and I thought I was getting away with it. I've been driving out to different parts of the town and just ditching plastic that I haven't even used.
Now, one, you're here because you've got a new doco called Love Food, Hate Waste coming out, which is so cool. It's all about how – well, you tell us what it's about.
Well, basically, I went through a whole lot of strangers' bins and shamed them for how much they wasted. So it's a Sustainability Victoria doco. And doco makes it sound like it's 2 hours long. It's 15 minutes long.
So great, perfect.
Oh, that's totally our attention span. Great.
Yep.
And I die at the end, so it's got an amazing twist.
Spoiler. Great. I love it. So you went through people's bins.
Yeah. So it's just basically we're not aware of how much stuff we throw out. Like if you buy 5 bags of groceries, you're basically going to throw one of those bags away. Like that's how
that's
much
crazy.
Stuff we waste when we don't think about it.
Yes. I go to the supermarket and only buy what I need that night, and I can confidently say probably half of it I throw out.
Yeah. And so the thing about this is basically just how incredibly simply you make a list. So you know what you're getting for the week, you plan your meals, and then you're just not wasting stuff. Like I have a habit of buying in bulk and then I throw half of that bulk away. So I'm not saving any money when I'm just heffing it out.
I used to do this thing about 5 years ago where on a Thursday I'd get all the leftover veggies that were at the bottom of the crisp bar, and Thursday night dinner would be an omelette. So I'd always have eggs in the fridge and I'd just use all the leftover stuff. But it was I felt so much better because I realised how much guilt I have when I open the fridge on a Saturday morning. There's just limp veggies everywhere, celery I haven't touched.
But
I feel so guilty.
So I do want to support this gorgeous planet that we live on, but I hear the idea of, and I feel for Ollie because he would come home and say, "Mom, what's for dinner tonight?" And you'd say, "Leftovers omelette."
It can be
and
really
I
yummy.
Would,
I've got to get back into it. It was a good way to use the food because the thing is, I know you should say make lists, but when I get to the supermarket, I'm like, "Oh, but I might need that. Oh, I might want that.
Yeah,
and all that looks bloody. And I'm hungry.
That's
why don't
on special.
You're not supposed to buy from the ends of the supermarket. You're supposed to buy from the aisles. Like it's the shiny stuff on the ends, the specials that get
like the blocks
that.
Of chocolate.
Yes.
But I need 5 for $5.
Yeah, but I also think you're not wasting the chocolate. I reckon the chocolate
is
actually.
Have you been in my bin?
Well, maybe.
Cal, is there some other easy things we can do? So don't buy stuff in bulk.
Yeah, well, just buy as much as you need. So it's basically just planning ahead and like get the whole family involved. Like, I know that's just you, Tommy.
No, that's fine. I'm lonely, but that's fine.
But like you, Carrie, like you can get the kids to help you plan what meals they want, and then you can like plan out meals that use the same sorts of ingredients, so you're not having to buy.
Ah, so I don't buy a whole head of celery and only use one stick.
Yeah, you use it.
Right.
Yeah, you have celery omelette every night for the whole week.
Delicious.
Celery sandwiches.
That was a bad example. No one needs celery 5 nights a week. But yes, I get what you're getting at.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like planning ahead. The best thing to do is just watch the video on Facebook. I think we've had 120,000 views so far.
Wow.
Awesome. You've gone viral.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Well, it feels a bit like a cold sore. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Your waste has gone viral. Did you ever think that would be?
That sounds
hectic,
nice. That sounds like a Daily Mail headline, doesn't it?
Were you surprised doing this about your own habits?
Oh, I was horrified. I was like, please do not come to my house.
Right.
Because I was just aware of like, oh, of course I need 2 slices of big halves of watermelon or something like that. It means I don't have to go back to the supermarket. That's school lunches or whatever. But if it goes off and you haven't got to it, you're not saving anything.
Can I just ask one thing before we let you go? Aside from things in the wrong bins and too much waste, was there any hectic things you found in bins?
There was one family that just threw out a whole lot of Easter eggs. I was horrified. Carrie, you would have been horrified as well. And also, I felt...
Were they white? Are
I
they
felt
gone
like
white?
We were shattered.
Oh,
no,
I thought you meant the family.
Oh, no.
Only white people would do that.
Oh, this has taken so many turns.
Make sure you check it out. lovefoodhatewaste.vic.gov.au/lovealist. Get involved. Cal Wilson, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same, but backwards. It's your permitted, but when yet.
Things got a little bit heated last week, but we are back. Same, same, but backwards. Carrie versus Tommy. 8-5 for the year, Tommy. You win. Are you winning so far?
And this is like the halfway mark of the year because we're about to go on holidays for a couple of weeks. So we want to go out and hire one of us here.
And if I lose today, holidays, I'm clearing it out. I'm just going to spend the whole time listening to songs backwards. The whole time.
And if I win, I'm going to go around telling everybody I am the champion.
Okay, but you're down 8-6.
I know, I've got to...
8-5.
The losing champion. No, I mean if she wins.
Oh, right, of course.
Hold on. So I'm still a loser even if I win?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What, you don't want to play? You want to forfeit
there? Can we play double or nothing today? We get 2 points.
Because
2 points if we
I am...
Win. 3 points if we win, because that takes me to a draw.
Because I am a generous competitor and a punter.
Yeah.
Of course we can.
Okay, 3 for a win, even 3 for a loss.
Game on, Bickmore.
I'm going to play a song in reverse to Carrie and Tommy. They've got to buzz in with their name. Tell us
stupid
a song.
Stupid idea.
Which is forward. Here is song one.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
Triple or nothing, Carrie. How's it going for you so far?
Oh, it was your idea.
Oh, no. This is a stupid idea. All right.
Here we go. Song number two.
Carrie.
Carrie's in.
No Diggity, Blackstreet.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
One apiece. And she's back in the game.
Okay.
She's making notes, and at the moment they're just two crosses. I don't know whether it's some secret code, or I should be scared, or she's just making the most pointless notes ever.
Here we go. Song three.
Okay.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's just got in.
I feel like it's Amy Shark.
Oh, give Tommy a go. This is a long time, Buzz. This is a long time, Buzz.
Say,
Buzz, this is a long time.
Say,
Three.
Say hello.
One.
Say hello to your Bubba.
That's wrong anyway. Tommy?
Amy Shark, tell Moore I said hi.
I'm not going to give that to you.
Tell him I said hi.
It's just because I said hi.
Yes, that's it.
When there's so much on the line, I've got to play by the rules.
Thank you, Buzz. I think that's fair. You didn't get it right, and I didn't get it right. Buzz, I didn't get it right. You didn't get it right.
Tell him I said hi is exactly what she says in the
That's not the song title, though, and that's not the rules.
Well.
Don't get all sookie.
I'm not getting sookie.
You're still going to win,
and it's not
mate.
A tear. I just had a yawn before.
You know you're going to win.
Stop looking at me.
All right, one apiece. Two to go. Here's song number four.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Carrie's in.
Ignition.
Buzz, Usher? She's going to get a full song title. It is R. Kelly and it's Ignition Remix. Yes!
Yeah! All right. We're up to the fifth song.
Oh, Carrie thinks they all sound the same. Oh, Usher. Okay.
Carrie, you need to get this one.
All R&B stars don't sound the same. Because I know when you're backed into a corner, you don't do very well. That's what you got to do. Step on the throat.
Song number five.
Carrie! One more time.
Nobody knows.
Gonna celebrate.
Buzzer out, Buzz. That's a long time.
Five,
I don't know.
Four.
But buzzer out. It's such a long time.
I want to say Ja Rule. It's not. Or Blue. Blue something.
Daft Punk.
Oh, Daft Punk.
Tommy wins, which means it is 11. 11 to 5 for the year. Triple or nothing. It's backfired on Carrie. You'll have 2 weeks to think about that because we're on holiday next week.
Seeing it is... a 3x bonus round, I would like to say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Baby, don't go. The Backstreet Boys are back with their new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Listen or download now.
Oh my God, we're back again.
The Backstreet Boys live on a world-famous rooftop in Vegas. Hosted by Carrie and Tommy. Only from the Hit Network.
Oh, it is time to give away our last final spot to Vegas.
This is so exciting. It's not long to this trip.
Not just to come along.
No.
To have an amazing, intimate concert experience with the Backstreet Boys. Hang out, have a frothy with us.
Yeah.
Also, a chance to meet and greet with the guy.
And you get to take a friend.
Oh.
You can take your boyfriend,
Vegas.
Your girlfriend, your buddy, whoever you want, your mum if she's into that stuff.
Your piece on the side.
We've got a couple of people on the line ready to go. We'll go to Caitlin first.
Yep.
Caitlin, why do you think you should be winning these priceless tickets?
Why should I be winning? Because I really love the Backstreet Boys and they're amazing.
Okay.
I love them since I was a kid.
Okay. Are you going to be fun? Are you going to be fun on the trip?
Definitely.
Give us an example of when you've been fun in the past.
Just last week, I was at a birthday doing karaoke, and the first song I chose was Everybody by Backstreet Boys.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Pretty
amazing. And I was the karaoke DJ.
All right, let's go to our next caller now.
Yeah, let's go to Caitlin. So you're down to the final few, but let's see how we go. Holly, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Holly. Do you reckon you'd be great on this trip?
I'd be so fun. I love the Backstreet Boys. I can tell you heaps of info, like when you're chatting to them, and I'm just really fun to party with. Like, all my
friends. She sounds up and about.
Yes.
I like Holly. Okay, Holly, stay on the line. We've got Daisy as our third call here. Hey, Daisy.
Oh, Daisy's good.
Yeah, Daisy, let me guess. You are a massive Backstreet Boys fan.
Oh,
is
that awesome pun? I can't seem to hang out with you guys.
I mean, you're cutting in and out, but I can hear your enthusiasm through and the breakup.
You know, because we get these winners, right?
Yep.
And they scream when they win.
Yep.
That's what we use in our program. And it sounds like Daisy gave a good one. Yep. Okay, let's Caitlin, our first caller. I mean, Caitlin, you've heard the competition. They sound pretty great.
They sure do. I will scream like crazy. Don't worry.
Okay, hang on. Caitlin, we got some...
There's good news and bad news all round.
Yeah. The bad news...
Who should we deliver the bad news to first?
Well, Holly, we wanted to give you the tickets to come with us, but we believe there might be a bit of a hiccup.
There is an issue, guys. You can't because I work for you.
You work for us. Okay. What about Daisy?
Daisy, could you come?
Of course I can.
Daisy, you can't because you work for us as well. Isn't that right?
Which means, Caitlin, you are coming
to Oh my god. Are you kidding me?
Caitlin, both those other callers are our producers and they worked for us. We just wanted to make you sweat a little bit.
Oh, you're going to be fun. We will see you there. And also, we will be giving the chance in a couple of weeks for someone to meet them. Not just see them perform, but meet them.
Caitlin.
It could be you.
Caitlin, we'll see you in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Yes, I will see you there and we'll have a great time. Oh,
well done, Caitlin.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
More details on our amazing Vegas trip to see the Backstreet Boys live on the world famous rooftop when we return from our holiday July 16.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, you changed the very radio landscape the other day, Bickmore.
Back by popular demand, this segment.
Yeah. Buzz, take it away.
Carrie and Tommy's pregnant or pissed.
I'm going to give you the credit. You actually came up with this idea.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to claim it.
Don't do that.
I was telling you how I vomited into a plastic bag in my car while suffering from morning sickness and it had a hair extension in it and it was goodbye to the hair extension. But it was a pretty low point in my life. So we decided to get people to call up and tell us if they were pregnant.
No, where they spewed
and we had to tell them if they were pregnant or pissed at the time.
Yeah.
And we just got overwhelmed with callers.
Yeah.
We couldn't take them all at the time.
No, we've come back.
We've come back.
Amelia, welcome. Firstly, would you mind telling us where you spewed?
I was sitting in the passenger seat of the car and spewed all over the lap and jumper of the driver.
Did you know the driver?
Yes.
Why didn't you go out the window?
We were going at about 100 on a freeway or something and couldn't.
If you've been out, are you wearing a jumper? Is the passive?
I'm thinking this is a rushing to hospital pregnant. Do you spew while you're in?
I think you're confusing early stages of pregnancy with birth.
I am.
You're talking a lot about the end and rushing to hospital.
I'm picturing women just pushing kids out and spewing.
Actually, I did spew when I pushed a kid out.
Did you?
So
I assume everything comes out everywhere.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah,
they're very good about cleaning stuff away before you see it.
Yeah. Was that messy?
No.
As they carried four garbage bags out.
You? No. Not at all.
I'm going to say pissed.
Okay, I'm guessing pregnant. Amelia, which one?
Pregnant.
Oh. Did it just come upon you like that?
Yes, and I vomited all over my husband.
Oh.
Because you were like, you did this to me.
And we were actually on the way to the hospital.
Oh, you're right.
Bonus point. Great, thank you. Let's go to, is it Cherry or Cherie?
Cherry, like the fruit.
Oh, good on you, Cherry.
What a great name.
Hey, Cherry, from something so beautiful to something so gross, where did you spew?
I was walking into my wedding reception. So in the garden in front of all the gardeners.
I mean, both of these situations are adorable.
Delightful.
Yeah, because
I'm going pregnant.
I love nothing more
shotgun
than a pregnant
wedding.
Bride, yeah. But I also, I'm pretty partial to a pissed bride.
So, that's an early pissed bride, though, if it's between the ceremony and the wedding reception.
Yeah.
Where are you drinking? Pre-drinks? Pre-loading before this?
Do you take this man? Only if he plays Kaysan. because you're saying pregnant,
yeah.
I'm hoping for pissed. Cherry, which one is it?
I was 10 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
So was it a planned one, a planned bub?
It was a planned wedding.
Beautiful. To Natalie now. Natalie, give us your story.
Oh, I vomited at the dentist on the dentist.
It's wild if you... if you're pissed and you don't cancel your dentist appointment, that's such a weird mix of zero responsibility and responsibility.
Some people have fear of the dentist, so maybe you have a drink before you go.
A bit of your own pain.
Yeah. Can you hear what's in the background? I think you've given it away, Natalie. Those little people.
You and your kids are both pissed. No, so you're saying pregnant? Because,
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to say pregnant too. Nat?
I was definitely pregnant with baby number six.
Six!
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to need more cries than that, Buzz. I need that. Like, six. Oh, were you sick every time? Because someone gave me this full
no.
theory this morning, Nat, that you get more and more sick the more kids you have.
No, I was not sick with my first five, which were all girls. I was extremely sick with my boy.
Oh, wow.
I threw up right up until the moment I gave birth.
See, that's what I'm fearful of. I need this to go. I can't have it for 9 months.
But you know what could be a cheeky side business?
What?
A dentist. Like, so as you're giving birth, you're that drugged up that they should do the dental work while you're there. Yeah. Take something out, put something in.
Yeah, but you're like clamping down and you're like it'd be hard to get the tools in there.
You could bite a dentist's finger off pretty quick.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Hey, firstly, guys, Wrapped Toyota been on board. Their Toyota Means Business sale, that is now on.
It is the business end of our week.
Yep. How are you feeling about the week we've had? Are you wrapped? Are you raw?
I'm a bit raw. I'm wrapped in the whole week. I'm pretty wrapped. But there's one bit specifically I'm raw about. I rehearsed something with Buzz, and we'll play you how it went out to air. That's weird. I've just got a bit of breaking news that's come through to my phone. And I don't even know why I've got this alert set up. Carrie Bickmore asks for more pregnancy privacy. She said people are not leaving her alone and continue to harass her during her pregnancy. She's even released an audio statement. Buzz, do we have that statement?
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
What is going on?
Buzz pressed the wrong button. It's all right.
Buzz,
go again, Buzz.
From yesterday.
I'm so confused.
The grab that we prepared. I'll see you in rehearsals, mate. As you can see,
I still don't even understand what happened then. None of that made sense to me.
No, none of it made sense to anybody because it's Buzz just hit a button. You still don't get it.
No.
But do you have the bit of audio that you're meant to play then?
Yes, I do.
Always watching me, can't protect my privacy.
See how seamless and fun that would have been? That was going to be your comment
about people taking photos of me pregnant.
Yes, because we talked about that song and I was just getting a bit of that song. That would have been funny.
Yeah, right.
Instead it was... is there an ACRA award for the worst bit of radio?
Oh, but if there was, I'd win it, wouldn't I?
No, I think we'd win it together. It's a team effort, mate.
Well, it's funny you talk about team.
Yeah.
Because that's what's left me a little raw this week, that we had our team dinner to farewell some members of our team. And one of our team members, Buzz, again, disappointing us, didn't rock up.
There was a hole.
There was a hole.
There was a hole.
In our hearts, in our lives, in the room. You could tell
there was
that
a
it was
hole.
Empty.
There was a buzz-shaped hole. There was a buzzhole.
There was a buzzhole.
There was a big bloody buzzhole.
And so then we were like, yeah, we're waiting for
Buzz. It was 7:45 dinner.
Yeah, it was early dinner. Caitlin says he's tired.
Well, there's more to it than that. I went home. Excuse me. I went home.
Well,
and
don't cry about it, mate. No, well, if anyone should be crying,
I feel,
it's Kez,
I have
you.
Been feeling so bad all day because of this. I've texted Kez. She hasn't replied, so she's
no,
clearly
I
angry.
Reply either.
I've offered to take her out for lunch. I feel so terrible.
Don't punish her twice.
However, I have to say,
yes.
I've ended the week wrapped because as payback,
oh.
we are now sending Buzz to somebody else's team event, and that is medieval LARPing. If you don't know what that is, that's putting on some suits and armour, getting out your sword and having a good old jousting.
Having a LARP.
Jousting?
Jousting.
Jousting.
That's not the word,
no?
But that's fine.
Jousting. Joust or joust, whatever you want to do to Buzz, you can do it.
You could joust while you joust if you want. Buzzle, how you feeling?
Well, like we rehearsed, I was going to be raw, but I'm actually wrapped. I'm wrapped that the week is over because I've had an absolute shocker.
Go and get some sleep, mate.
Yep. All right, we're going to have a 2-week break and we'll catch you
Thank
July
God.
16.
Love you, Buzz.
See you guys.
See you on the other side.
Whether that was the best podcast you've ever heard is a matter of opinion. But one thing we're sure of, if you want a car ready for life's great adventures, get the Toyota RAV4. Toyota means business. Now on. Search Toyota Value for more. Ba-dum-bum-bum.